Hello, Audio Boo. So this is my boo for day 13 of February, and the question was, do you have anything planned for Valentine's Day? Well, I'm doing this on the 15th, so yesterday was Valentine's Day, and I took the day off and took a trip to London, but that had nothing to do with Valentine's Day. When I got back, I exchanged Valentine's cards with my boyfriend, and we do usually like to do something for Valentine's Day. At least exchange cards, but it doesn't have to be anything big. The first year we were a couple, we decided to go on holiday to Paris for Valentine's Day. My boyfriend was keen on the idea, and I think it might have been better to go in a slightly warmer time of the year, but it was a nice holiday, and it was a nice way to spend Valentine's Day. But we didn't go and spend a lot of money on a fancy hotel room or lots of romantic extras like rose petals on the bed or champagne or chocolate. It was more about just being there together. And by not spending a lot of money on those extras, it meant we could actually stay for a week rather than just a night or two. We have, in the past, given each other presents, although we haven't spent a huge amount of money on that. And as I say, we usually do exchange cards. But we don't go over the top. And there isn't an expectation that that we have to do something big. Exchanging cards is enough for me, really. I like to acknowledge that it is Valentine's Day. But I don't expect... huge romantic gestures every Valentine's Day. Some romantic gestures occasionally would be nice, but they don't have to be on Valentine's Day either. Probably something like an anniversary is probably more important to me than Valentine's Day. I do think Valentine's Day, sometimes the culture or society goes a bit over the top about it, and I think where it does create expectations that men have got to whisk their girlfriend away for a romantic weekend and somehow they're a failure if they haven't is unfair. And I think it can be hardest on single people, as you do see TV shows where, sort of comedies and things, where if somebody doesn't have a date on Valentine's Day, it's seen as a bit of a failure. And I think that's very unfair on single people, and not really true, is it? and I think in the past I've seen people on Facebook making statuses about how crap it is to be single on Valentine's Day, and I don't think people should be made to feel like that. So I do think it's a bit over commercialised. I think Valentine's Day has been marked for several hundred years with sort of romantic gestures, but it was more about maybe giving flowers or giving a love letter or something like that. And I think something personal, like writing a poem, for example, and giving it to your partner would be a really nice romantic gesture and doesn't cost you any money. So I think something like that is a nice way to mark Valentine's Day, and you don't have to spend a lot of money to do something romantic. My ex-boyfriend didn't like Valentine's Day and felt like a lot of other people that celebrating it at all just kept this over-commercialised nonsense going. So, I can definitely appreciate that point of view. And he did make the effort on other days, such as anniversaries, so I didn't mind. But I think I do prefer what I'm doing now, where I do exchange cards with my boyfriend, and at least acknowledge that we're happy to be together on Valentine's Day.